Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Whew. That was a long trip. That took a long time, for heaven's sake. Yeah.
I get it.
Now I understand. All right, here we go. How about a little poetry?
Yeah.
Our good buddy, old friend, old pal, D.W. Grothy. Deacon Dub, one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah.
This is the night old Fluky founder.
We've been quaffing quarts of beers and exchanging Christmas cheers, yee-hawing hoots and shrieking fill the hall. 'Cause in honor of the season, and for one another reason, it was time for Smokey's annual oyster ball. When through the old front door stepped a stranger, limp and sore. His clothes was sad. He looked to have the mange. Then he broke into a grin that was catchy as all sin. My handle's Fluky, and I'm fresh right off the range. I used to be a cowboy. Could rodeo and howboy, but I landed once too often on my head. So I quit a working cattle, a horseback in the saddle, and I roughneck in the oil patch instead. But I still likes drinking beers and nibbling choice bits of steers, especially them parts they miss the most. And I gather here tonight, much to my heart's delight. You're serving both, just like a perfect host. Now, I ain't one for heavy bragging, but you could fill a wagon from end to end and heap for all it's worth with them calf fries toasted brown. Little beer help wash 'em down. Boys, I can eat more fries than any man on earth. Whoa. So we took him on his dare and told Cookie to prepare cojones for the Fluky's yearning craw. We went to filling up his plate. He ate and ate and ate. Was the dangdest thing I think I ever saw. All at once old Cookie cries, "Boys, I'm running out of fries. He's had enough to choke army down." When Pat says, "I know where there's a fresh retired pair," and he hies to Murphy's on the edge of town. Murphy's bull had up and died, turned a hamburger and hide, and left behind two monster you-know-what. Pat come back with a torpedo. We thought, geez, holy Toledo. Cookie tossed the whopper in the pot. It lurked there in the fat like some legless naked rat. Till Cookie finally up, declares it done. Flops it with a splatter on a turkey serving platter. And brings it out to Fluky on a run. Old Fluky belched a bit. Scrunched his nose and scritched an itch. You knowed his thoughts was way beyond pretend. He sort of squinted up one eye, let out a mighty sigh, said, "Move back, boys, this just might be the end." Oh, the tension was unnerving as he dived into that serving. Oh, it took both hands to raise it up on high. Then he opened up his mouth and aimed that oyster south. My knees went weak. I thought, he's gonna die. Fluky cracked a gnarled grin, up and slurped that baby in. I felt so proud I thought I was going to burst. Till it got halfway, and then it started up again. And as they say, things went from bad to worst. Like some errant clueless rocket, it ejected from his socket and slammed against the bar an evil slap, oozed on down the mirror, and careened off Fluky's beer, and landed up in Widder Hansen's lap. "Oh, my Lord!" she started screaming. And something about bad dreaming. Oh, next thing you know, she's passed out on the floor. Fluky's flopping like a flounder, yelling, "Boys, I'm gonna founder. I need some help to getting out the door." It was pandemonium at the old emporium, and to this day I see the carnage still. Oh, Fluky up and weaving, just a gagging and a heaving, as growed-up men was greening round the gill. 'Twas a night, if I forget, won't bother me a bit. There are some things a man should not recall, like the moment of his birth, how much his ex is worth, and a night old Flukey foundered at the hall.'"
Oh, my gosh. That is just a masterful.
I love that poem.
Just a masterful piece of writing.
Yes,
right there.
Yeah.
D.W. Grothy.
That is one of his my favorites of his.
That is just a masterpiece.
And Buddy.
Yeah. Oh, and Buddy, the Christmas deer. Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Out of the two, though, I like Flukey.
Flukey.
That's just my favorite.
That's a good one.
I do. I like it. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, now I understand.
I understand.
We have a Rocky Mountain Oyster Eating Contest. Now I get it. Oh, I think I get it. I think so. Yeah. You know.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Wait a minute. Speaking of oysters.
Yes, yes.
You are a convert.
I am, by the way. Now I understand.
Now you understand.
Now I get it.
Okay? Yes.
Raw sea oysters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never had a taste for them because I never had a good one. Never had a good one. I think I had some at a hotel one time. They were half frozen, you know, and just really strong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just extremely strong taste.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and I just never liked them.
Yeah.
Until we went on a cow cruise.
That's right.
To the Eastern Seaboard and where they were fresh.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, but you didn't understand that the price went up.
Oh,
Since the last time you'd had them.
Did they ever?
Yeah, so they're $40 for a dozen.
Yeah.
You know, and that's usually about right there, you know. That's what the going rate is now for good fresh
oysters,
right? So we sit down at a restaurant and you're looking at the price. You go, holy cow. I used to get a dozen for what, $10?
Or less.
Less than that.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was less than a buck an oyster.
Right.
So now it's $3 or $4
an oyster. Yeah, it's $3 to $4 an oyster.
Good.
But, man, they were good.
They are.
And they had some sort of a balsamic vinaigrette type of a sauce that went on top of them.
That's the first time I'd had that.
Whoa.
That's good stuff.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. Holy cow. Yeah.
I get it.
Now
I understand.
I get it. Yeah. All right. So you're right. I'm a convert.
Okay.
All right. I'm there.
All right.
The John Chandler talks about the unjustified self-esteem.
Right.
Now I get it. Now I understand a little bit of this unjustified self-esteem. Dude Wranglers, you've done it.
Yeah.
We've got good friends that are Dude Wranglers, mm-hmm, you know, and mm-hmm. like Dave Stamey, he was a Dude Wrangler for a while, and mm-hmm. says, "Pard, you probably ought to tighten up that cinch." And,
right.
And the guy says, "Ah, I've been drugged before." How do you respond to that? One of my friends, Kitty Marr, down there at the Red Rock ride, she used to just roll her eyes. You know, they'd field a phone call. How long is the half day ride?
What color was George Washington's white horse?
She'd pause and say, "Half day." How long's the whole day ride? All day. I still don't understand some of that.
No, I don't either.
But
it happens.
It happens, and we still need to end our show.
What?
Yeah. Ian Tyson is riding along with
we
us.
We were doing so good.
I know we were. We were doing just fine. This is the Lights of Laramie.
What in the world's come over me? I never thought I'd see the day when that old and now I'm looking for the lights of Laramie. I never thought I'd miss you so. If you'd let me in your loving arms in Laramie, I'll never ever let you go. Girl, I'll never ever let you go. Can't leave your memory. must have given my heart to you forever and ever. Across that wild and windy plain, ain't nothing in the world I wouldn't give to be a diamond in your eyes again, forever and ever. Now I'm looking for the lights of Laramie. Never thought I'd miss you so. If you'd let me in your loving arms in Laramie, never ever let you go. Girl, I'll never ever let you go. And now I'm looking for the lights of Laramie. I never thought I'd miss you so. If you'd let me in your loving arms in Laramie,
signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Do you get it now?
I got it.
You were telling me in the break there. Go ahead.
Well, the only way I can tell this story is it's about Bob in the bedroom hat.
Yeah, the Bob in the bedroom hat. I know it. Yeah. Yeah, our friends at the cowboy shop received a telephone order.
Yeah, well, it was
an internet order. For a cowboy hat. and so he made the mistake of calling.
Well, I thought it was Shaps.
He made the mistake of calling and asking how they wanted this hat shaped. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
He says, well, I don't care. He says, well, what are you going to use it for? There was his mistake.
Yeah.
And the guy said?
The bedroom.
In the bedroom. And Bob said, okay, never mind.
Good enough.
All right, never mind.
We'll just do whatever.
We'll move on here. I asked him if he put the bedroom crease in that hat, but folded the front up. I don't know. Anyway.
Okay. Oh, dear.
Hey, we need to make mention of the Letterbuck Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Casper, June 24th. That's right. At the National Historic Trails Center. Our buddy Kent Rollins, Bren Hill, and myself. We've got a whole program going on there. Kent's going to do some taste testing, and Bren and I are going to do a little commentary. Mm-hmm. They're at the center as well. Dave Munsick and Romancing the West are both going to be there as well. But then the night show is going to be Kent, Bren, and myself, 7 o'clock at the Frontier Brewery Theater. Tickets are $40. Go to nhtcf.org. That is nhtcf.org to get your tickets.
I was asked not to come.
I got two requests.
Well, Kent says you would eat too much of the taste of the West.
He tells me that. Kent asked me, so what's your fee on this? And I said, as much shrimp as you can cook.
Exactly.
And that's my fee. There you go. I had two requests. So.
Two of them?
I did, yeah. Get out and stay out. Those were the two requests that I got. Yeah,
that is me.
But folks want to stay tuned for next week.
Absolutely, That's right. That'll make your eyes water.
So stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk.
I get it.
I got it.
I understand now.
Yeah.